Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, having more fun than the law allows. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you check that out and think you'll like it. I think you're liking Bill Schley. How could you not like Bill Schley? I mean, he's a wild and crazy guy. He'd have to be because he's one of the Brand Brothers. Bill, welcome back to the show. Tell us about the Brand Brothers.
Well, the Brand Brothers, you know, we have a brand. It's I used to be a madman, a real madman back in the madman days. A little bit of a madman, but those, you know, they were pretty back in the 60s. But boy, did they know how to brand. They created those brands that are still remembered. Yep. 50, 60, some of them 100 years for 100 years. No, the Brand Brothers is doing great. We're on a mission from God to fight the evil forces of fake branding.
It's a podcast.
Branding. It's a podcast. Yes, podcast.
That I have never been invited to be on, by the way. I want the record to show that.
You would.
How many times have you been on my show?
Jeez, maybe a thousand.
I'm just saying. What's wrong with this picture? Is all I'm saying.
Well,
BrandBrothersShow.com. Is that where you want folks to go? The BrandBrothersShow.com.
All they gotta go. Well, or a podcast. They know on their iPhone or anywhere. You can look up. You can actually Google us now, the Brand Brothers, and we'll come up. Go right to our show.
All right.
We have a money-back guarantee. You listen to three shows, you'll know more than executives in New York making $650,000 a year. That's our double your money-back guarantee.
With a guarantee like that, no wonder he hasn't asked me to be on the show. Hey, Bill, let's talk about branding again. Let's talk about small business branding. One of the things that I love talking about are the things small business owners have an advantage over big guys. Yeah. And yet most of the time, they let them lie fallow. They don't use them. And branding is one of those, isn't it?
Yeah. Branding is that thing with tell me your name, tell me what the benefit is. So I need to know three W's every single – I call it three W's. Every time someone hears about your name, your company, your business, they need to walk away with three things. One is what is it? They have to know what is it. I'm a hardware store or I'm a kindergarten. Number two, they have to know why do I need it? What do you offer me? And the last thing is, why do I buy it from you? Those three W's, every message, every time. And they can get that. But look at the advantage. If they just hear your name and your tagline, that you can give them the whole elevator pitch every time they even think about your company.
Say those three W's again, folks. This is going to be
three W's again. Here's the three W's again. The three W's. What is it? You'd be amazed at how many times you go to a website or something and you can't even tell, or a TV commercial nowadays, and you don't even know what they're advertising. You don't even know what the brand is on TV. So what is it? That's important. Why do I need it? Tell me what you're going to do for me. And then why do I buy it from you? Now, sometimes it's because I'm the only one in town that sells pizza. Well, that's why you buy it from me. But if I have three pizza places, then I'll buy it from you because I'm the only one with real brick oven pizzas. Or I'm the one that delivers. You see, each one is something different. It's why I should get it. What's special? So let me tell you, we talked about those brands that have those slogans that are meaningless because you know what they're – because they're made by committees of CMOs and CEOs standing around covering their
– And it's mostly processed, and they're reporting inside their head. They're not really out on Main process. Street. They're not on the pavement, are they?
Not at all. It's all process, and it's all focus groups that basically, and I've been there, these are people getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and after they do 15 focus groups, they're more confused than when they started. They don't even know what their own brand is about. So they come up with something like, here's a great tagline, let's go there together. All right? Okay? So here it is. Now, if I was a hooker, maybe. I could see that, but no, here, sorry, okay, just kidding. Actually, there was a tow truck company in a town once. He painted his tow truck pink, and he called himself the Happy Hooker. Now, at least that's something you're going to remember, right?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to some of these brand names. These were all started by little companies. Here's one of my favorites. Has anyone seen Duluth Buck Naked Underwear?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. Last? Yeah.
Is it? There's your whole elevator pitch in your name. It's your whole elevator pitch. First of all, Duluth. It's not QS Buck Naked Underwear. It's Duluth, where men come from, right?
That's
and
right.
Then Buck Naked. It gives you an idea that can they wrap your mouth around that. And then underwear Buck
that,
Naked.
They do give a clinic. That company does do a clinic on branding every time you see their catalog.
Is it? But every time you say their name, but see that was your choice.
And they got to be the size they are, folks, because they were once a small business and they learned how to brand. You can do the same thing, right?
Every one of these start out little tiny business. How about Yeti Coolers? Everybody knows what Yeti Coolers. They make coolers cool.
Yeah.
$300 for a cooler, little company in Austin, because they said hey, you want to be cool? Let me tell you about this. They said it's built stronger, it holds ice longer. Now look at that right there. Then they would tell you stories where people
I want
would,
some of that. Hey Bill, I gotta wrap it up. Okay. The Brand Brothers Show.com. We come back soon.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Bill
okay,
Schley.
Jim.
Bill Schley, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have him back again another day. I gotta take a quick break. Oh, by the way, don't forget his books, by the way. Microscript Rules. I think that's out like the 10th edition or something. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.